We're going to speak about Shvisas Behema. Shvisas Behema on Yontif. So we got to this from the end of Tav Kuf Chaf Gimel. At the very end of Tav Kuf Chaf Gimel, the Ramah tells us, Ein Le'el Siman Reish Mem Vav Sif Gimel Bahagot, which is the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Im Adam Metzuva Al Shvisas Behemto B'Yontif. Okay, so it comes up, it's alluded to over here. It's alluded to over here at the very end of, almost whatever, towards the very end of Hilchos Yontif. The Ramah here sends us to the Ramah in the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Mem Vav. And the Mishabura over here sends us in Sif Katan Tes, sends us Ayin Le'el Siman Tov Tzadihei Sif Katan Yudalid the Mishabura to the very beginning of Hilchos Yontif. Okay? So this topic of Shvisas Behema, if your animal has to rest on Yontif, which we'll discuss in a minute, comes up in Shulchan Aruch in three places. Comes up at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Mem Vav. There we're talking about Shvisas Behema on Shabbos, and the Ramah gives us his opinion about Shvisas Behema on Yontif. Comes up in the very beginning of Hilchos Yontif in Tav Tzadihei, and comes up at the end of Hilchos Yontif over here in Tav Kuf Chaf Gimel. So, let's just start a little bit from the beginning. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and on Shabbos he rested, and therefore we rest on Shabbos. On Shabbos we have 39 malachos. Malachos have with them toldos, and one who chas v'shalom is mechal Shabbos, the punishment, the oinish is very severe. If either chatos, b'shogeg, amazing kare, skila, very chomer. This is for the lamentas malachos. Now, in addition to these lamentas malachos, we have two other halachos that are learned out, which are halachos in Hilchos Shabbos, but they do not carry with them a death penalty for regular Chilul Shabbos. One of them is called Machamer Achar Behemto. It means when the pasuk in the Aseres Hadibris that we say, many of us say Shabbos morning in Kiddush, Lo sasa kol melacha, ato uvincha vitecha, adcha v'maso v'hemtecha, v'gercha asher v'sherecha. What's this behemtecha? The Gemara at the end of Shabbos, Kuf Nun Gimel, tells us, this is an azhara l'mechamer achar behemto b'Shabbos. One who causes his animal to work for him on Shabbos. The specific work referred to over there, Rashi says, Manhig chamor tuuna koroi mechamer. If you load up the donkey and you have the donkey schlep stuff through the Rishus HaRabim, carrying through the Rishus HaRabim, if a Jew was to do it, would be a violation of one of the Lamed Tes Malachos. If I have the animal do it for me, it's called Mechamer Achar Behemto B'Yontif. It is an Issa Daraisa, but it is not included in the Lamites Malachos. It is not included in the Issa, the death penalty. And the Gemara says it's not even Chayim Makos. Whole discussion, why is it not Chayim Makos? Alav Shenita Nazharis Mises Bezdin, because it's learned out from the same place, or maybe Stamit the Diuk and the Pasuk, whatever it is. The Orcha Shabbos brings down, even though it specifically refers to carrying in the Shus HaRabim, the Mashmos HaRishonim is that any malacha that the Jew has the animal do for him is going to be Mechamer. There was a very interesting, I don't know where it went, Rav Nemenzal had a fascinating Ha'ara somewhere. He spoke about, Ritzi Pesach Frank has a discussion, a dog who was trained to turn lights on and off. So they have the dog, you tell the dog on, and the dog turns the light on. You tell the dog off, the dog turns the light off. So this is a violation of Mechamer Achar Behemto. Okay? This is usur. It's not the same as if a Jew was to do it, but it is still an isser lav. So that's called Mechamer Achar Behemto. Now there's another pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel that tells us that not only do we have to rest on Shabbos, but our animals have to rest on Shabbos. Now, hold on, let's go back. Mechamer achar behema means I caused the animal to do something. I didn't look into this 100%, but I'm imagining, I'm not taking full acrias for this, but even if it's not my animal, the fact that I get an animal to do something for me is mechamer achar behemto. I think that's true. Mechamer achar behema. Then there's a separate pasuk. Laman yanuach shorcha mechamer acha, that your animal has to rest. So if I have my animal working for me on Shabbos, I cause the animal to work for me on Shabbos, I have a double trouble. Over on mechamer achar behemto, and is an iser aseh that my animal did not rest on Shabbos. Now this pasuk of shvisas behema on Shabbos is nothing to do with me. It has to do with my animal. That means I can't even give my animal to a guy, and he's going to have the guy's going to have the animal on Shabbos, because maybe the guy's going to work with the animal on Shabbos, and then I don't even know about it. I'm taking a Shabbos nap, but I am in violation of Shvisas Behema, because it's my animal, and my animal is not resting on Shabbos as he is expected to. So there's two separate things, Mechamer Achar Behemto, where I directly cause the animal to do work for me, and then the Shvisas Behema, where I'm not necessarily involved at all, but as long as it's my animal, he has to, if he's doing Malacha, I am in violation of not having my animal rest. Now, this only if he's doing malacha for me. The animal is a whole discussion in Chazal, but the animal is allowed to eat fresh grass that's still attached to the ground, even though that's koitzer, and cutting fresh grass that's growing on the ground, we're not allowed to do, obviously, but the thing the animal is doing for himself, that he's allowed to do. I don't have to lock him in a room. But anything that he is doing for a human being is an iser ase of shvisas behema. So that's by Shabbos. The question is, what about Yom Tov? So normally, the halachas of Shabbos apply for Yom Tov, except for the exceptions, Ochel Nefesh, but generally, whatever is also on Shabbos is also on Yom Tov. But these two halachos, they don't fit into the regular rules. They're not 39 halachos, they're not regular rules. And they're psukim that are specifically written about by Shabbos. So this is a very big discussion, a very big deal in the poskim. Is there Mechamer Achar Behema on Yontif, and is there Shvisas Behema on Yontif, and is there a difference between the two? Meaning, do they go together? According to most poskim, they seem to go together. Pri Chodesh wants to make a split, which we'll talk about at the end. Okay, so there's a number of Ma'ariv Mekoymus in Chazal that discuss this, from where one can bring rayas for this din. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, that Rabbi Lo, in Shabbos Nun Dalet, Rabbi Lozav and Azariah's cow used to go out into the Rishus HaRabim with a Ritzua Shebein Karneha. She had some sort of pretty strap between her horns. It was not there for protection. It was a violation of carrying. The animal was not resting. And the Gemara says it was Shalom Baratzon Chachamim. The Gemara goes on to say, why talk about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's paraso? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy. He had thousands of cows. And then the Gemara concludes, actually there was a lady living next door to him, and she had a cow, and he watched her take the cow out with this Ritzua Shebein Karneha. So the animal is carrying, for no good reason, out into the Rishus HaRabim. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't stop her. This is a very big Gemara goes on for Omer Daf to talk about how if we have the ability to be mashpia on others and we don't, that God forbid, Lo'aleinu, we are responsible for the averas of others, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was held accountable for what his neighbor had done. Fine, beseder. So we have the same, the Mishnah of Shabbos also appears in Beitza Daf Chav Gimel. Beitza Daf Chav Gimel Omer Aleph says like this: Shloshu Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir v'Chachamim Osrim. There are three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted, and the Chachamim prohibited. They said it was Osrim. Paraso Yotav Ritzua Shebein Karneha. Again, his cow went out with this Ritzua Shebein Karneha, violation of carrying. The animal's carrying the Shusarabim. One. Number two. Mekardin Etzabeim Abiyantav, we discussed this earlier in the week, some sort of combing of the animal's skin, which is controversial because it may cause the animal to bleed. Whole discussion, which we discussed then, we're not discussing again. Number three, shokinas a pilpulin brechayim shalahem. The peppers can be ground on yontif in a certain rechayim. And that's a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. Now, the Tosis Yontif looks at this Mishnah, and he wants to make a diuk. It says like this: Parato Yontif b'Ritzos Shemein Karneha, Mekardinus Abheim b'Yontif. So the Mekardinus Abheima, combing the animal, the machlekes, and what's usher is on Yontif. But it doesn't say that by Parasa Yotza. Parasa Yotza is only on Shabbos. But on Yontif will be no problem. Because in Yontif there's no problem. There's no obligation of Shvisas Behema. My animal has to rest on Shabbos. My animal does not have to rest on Yontif. That's the diuk of the Tosis Yontif. And it's a Mefurash Rashi. Rashi over here says one word. Parasa Yotza b'Shabbos. So why does Rashi say that? Kanir'eh. Rashi also holds, like the Tosis Yontif, that there is no problem of Shvisas Behema B'Yontif. The only problem is on Shabbos. Therefore, he's telling us that this is on Shabbos, and Yontif, it's okay. Now, the Vilna Gaon looks at this Mishnah. He doesn't, I didn't see he addresses Rashi. Rashi clearly says B'Shabbos, but the Tosis Yontif does not understand the Diak. I'm sorry, the Gra does not understand the Diak of the Tosis Yontif. Because it's very hard to be medayik from this Mishnah. You have three halachos. Number one and three don't tell us what they're talking about. Shabbos Yontif. Number two tells us Shabbos. So the Gra says when it, I'm sorry, number two says B'Yontif. So the Gra says when it says B'Yontif on the second halachos, going back on both. The first one's on Yontif and the second one's on Yontif. That's one thing he says. Now the other thing he says is the other two are for sure to grinding the peppers. That's for sure Yontif. That's not talking about, that's the first one, Yontif. That's not talking about Shabbos. So he says all three are talking about Yontif. So why should you say the first one's talking about Shabbos? So why did, you know, if you're going to be medayik that B'Yontif on the second one goes back on the first one. So if you have three, so why would you say it on the second one? Say it on the third one and say B'Yontif goes back on all three. The whole thing is, it's very hard to be medayik either way. But the Tosis Yontif wants to be medayik, and it's a Mefurash Rashi. There's no Shvisas Behema B'Yontif, and therefore case one where the animal is going out in the Shisar Abim is talking about Shabbos. And the Gro wants to say they're all talking about Yontif, and Shvisas Behema applies to Yontif as well as Shabbos. So that's one of the sources in Chazal. Now, there's a Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Zayin, and in Beit Daf Lamed. They both say the same thing. Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, I think it is. The end of the Mishnah Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, and it's one of the famous Ein Beins in Megillah, Ein Bein Yontif to Shabbos Ela Ochal Nefesh Bavan. Sounds from there, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is food. But Shvisas Behema was not relevant to food. That would seem to be there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. It doesn't say Ela Shvisas Behema. It says Ela Ochal Nefesh. That would seem to be that they are the same. There's another Chazal. This I don't really understand. We'll say it over. I didn't see it inside either. That Mishnah, Beit Salam Vav, that we just read, is a famous Mishnah. You're not allowed to ride an animal, on Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishnah explicitly says, at least twice, Shabbos and Yontif. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. Kol shechanav b'Shabbos, chanav b'Yontif. And then the end of the Mishnah says, kol eilu b'Yontif amru kabachomer b'Shabbos. So three times is basically emphasizing Shabbos and Yontif are the same. Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos and Yontif. Why can't you ride an animal? So the Bavli, right over here, Beit Salam Evav says, you might come to cut off a branch of a tree to hit the animal, say, giddy up, giddy up. The Yushalmi, which again I didn't see inside, but the Yushalmi, they say, brother, the post can bring down. The Yushalmi says, because of Shvisas Behema. So, Poshepshat is going on Shabbos and Yontif. So you see the Shvisas Behema on Shabbos and Yontif. You can't ride an animal on Shabbos, you can't ride an animal on Yontif. If you're giving us the reason why you can't ride the animal, then it would seem to be relevant to Shabbos and Yontif. So, those who hold the Shvisas, a problem of this, it's a Shvisas Behema on Yontif. they point to this Yerushalmi. And others want to say, no, it's only, that's what I'm talking about Shabbos, not Yontif. Okay, I didn't see the Yerushalmi inside, so it's very hard to really get a full picture. Also, I was under the impression that riding an animal on even on Shabbos is not a problem, she says, behema, because of the rule chaynosis atzma. But I might be wrong. Maybe I made that up. I don't think I made that up. I didn't have time to look into it. So I can't speak about that. I can't really say much more about that topic. Okay. Now, so we said the Ramah at the end of Hilchos Yontif sends us to the Ramah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. The Ramah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Mem Vav Gimel, the end of Reish Mem Vav Gimel tells us, there's a whole discussion about Shvi'is Behem on Shabbos, it's Hilchos Shabbos, and at the end it says, Ein Adam Etzuva Shvi'is Behem Tov Yontif. A person is not commanded on Shvi'is Behem Tov Yontif. Mishabur Sifkata Yutes. The Shvi'is Behem Tov Yalfina Mimad Yachsiv the Man Yanuach Shorcha V'chamorcha Kamorcha. Your Shor and your Chamor have to rest on Shabbos, just like you do. V'haikra b'Shabbos k'siv. Okay, the next line talks about Shchar Shabbos, not for a skip a line. If you're looking inside, v'hine ha'maharshal choylek al zeh v'daitu d'yontu v'Shabbos shovin heim b'zeh k'mo b'kol melachos. So it's basically lined up as a machlokes between the Ramah, who's Mekel, and the Marshal, who is Machmir. Shabbos and Yontif, they're siblings. They're like brothers. They're not twins. They're not 100% same. We know Ochel Nefesh, but Ochel Nefesh Bavad. Continues the Mishaburav. I am going to from Sherech Bazel, maybe, that Beis Yosef and Simon Tav Tzadi Hey, which we'll discuss in a minute. Hey, V. Deos, Harishonim Bazel, Matzadit Sham Le'esar. The Beis Yosef seems to go L'chumra in the Beis Yosef in Tav Tzadiyeh, the beginning of Hilchos Yontif. Alken Yesh L'Hachmir. Ubabir Agra Gamkin Herich Bazo Masik De'ike Kedas Maharshal Hanal, which is L'Hachmir. Look at the Sharatzi in Ois Chav Beis on the bottom. If you're in Hilchos Shabbos with me, Gam b'Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, the Kamen Simin Shin Dalet, Sifkat Nehevi, the Laman the Amar Ein Mitzvah Shvi'is Behem Tov Yontif, Mishum the Lo Iskash Yontif the Shabbos Ela the Inyan Lamed Tes Melachos V'Todos Sayen. The connection between Shabbos and Yontif is by the Lamed Tes Melachos, Melachos and Todos. Lo the Inyan Shvi'is Umachamer, the Rak Lav Yesh Bazeh Shvi'is Umachamer are in a different category of their own. Who hadin de mitzubal shvisas avdo the chayin kasa the prima gadim? Because what did the pasuk tell us that we say in kiddush? Atu vincha vidach avdocha va'amascha v'emtecha. So the eved and the ama, the eved knaini who has to keep Shabbos, would also not be mitzuba. You would not be mitzuba on shvisas avdo. Okay, then he says something from the mechaber. I actually tried to find it, but I didn't. Okay. In the end, he concludes, Ein Lahakya. Now, the question is, what exactly is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch himself? Okay, so we know the Ramah is Mekel, the Gra is Machmir, the Magen Avraham is Machmir, or we'll see in a minute that Magen Avraham is a very interesting Aruch. So the Mishmura goes the Chumra against the Ramah because we have a Marshal and we basically have a Magen Avraham and we have a Gra. And what else did he quote over here? And others. And that's what seems like from the Beis Yosef himself. So the Beis Yosef in Tov Tzadi Hey seems to comes out that it's Aser. The what's baffling the poiskim is the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Tzadi Hey Gimel, the very beginning of Hilchos Yontif, the third halach in Hilchos Yontif. Look in Tov Tzadi Hey Gimel, the beginning of Hilchos Yontif. Ei motzin masa ala behema biyontif. Don't take your animal out with a load on Yontif. Okay, so I don't know if you're still with me in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Mem Vav. But the very end of the Mishaburah I just read, Sifkat and Yutes, which I skipped, says the Mishaburah over there, Gam lekamen in Tov Tzadi Hei Sif Gimel, Mefarish Hagra, Mashakosu Sham Bashokanach, the aim of seeing Masal Behem Biyatov Hatamu, Mishum Shvisas Behemto. Shvisas Behemto. So, and that makes sense. That would be the poshut way of reading the Mechaber. And the Beis Yosef himself, over here in Tav Tzadi Hei, brings down a discussion amongst the poskim and comes and seems to come out l'chumra that there is a problem in Issur Shvisas Behema on Yontif. Okay, and that's how the Gra understands this Mechaber. Now, I don't understand the Taz. The Taz writes that it can't be talking about Shvisas Behema. The Hapasak and Simon Reish Membab, the A, Mitzvah Shvisas Behema Beyontif. That's what the Taz writes. Now, I don't know what that means. That's not what the Mechaber writes in Reish Membab. That's what the Ramah writes in Reish Membab. Why does the Taz say the Mechaber over here can't mean that there's an Issa Shvisas Behema Beyontif? Because the Reish Membab Gimel, it says there's no Shvisas Behema Beyontif. That's according to the Ramah. The Ramah says there's no Shvisas Behema Beyontif. But the Mechaber may very well hold there is Shvisas Behema Beyontif. V'horaya, look in the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, he seems to come out L'chumra. So I don't understand the Taz. Now, there's a Shar HaTzion over here, an Ois Chaf Beis. Okay, look at the Shar HaTzion, Ois Chaf Beis. V'chei Mashal Mehagra Bebi'uro, that we're dealing with in Issur D'Oraisa. Hold on. Okay, let's look at the Mishabura. Mishabura Sifkatan Yudalit, but I want to go do backwards. Look at the second half of Mishabura Sifkatan Yudalit. Ula El.
There's a letter 8, Dave.
Yeah.
On Sifkatan Gimel, that maybe is explaining what the Taz held.
Where? Sifkatan Gimel, where?
I'm sorry, Sif Gimel, Sifkatan Hay in the Behar 8, Dave. And Tav Tzadik Hay.
Okay, we'll get there. That's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that. Okay, we'll get there. Hold on. So, let's look at the Mishabura Sifkaton Yudalid, the second half. Ula'el. Skip down like 5 lines. Ula'el, b'simin reish mem vav, hevenu da'as ha'chokin, da adam mitzuve al shisas behemto biyantiv kamo b'shabes. Means we just saw the Ramon reish mem vav, who holds ain shvisas behema. Biyantif. And we saw the Mishabura over there where Hitaka brought Das HaChokin, the Marshal, and Magen Avraham perhaps, and the Biragra. So, Le'el, Simration of Hevein Das HaChokin, the other Mitzvah Shisus Behem to Biyantif, Kimo B'Shabbos. The Kol Shekin Kishu Mechamer Achar Behemto, Mechamer Achar Behema is more Chomer than Shvisas Behema. And the Pri Chodesh has a split. Pri Chodesh wants to say there is no Shvisas Behema Beyantif, but there is Mechamer Achar Behemto Beyantif. That means if the animal is doing work, but I'm not involved in his doing that work, Shvisas Behema Yantif, no problem. But I can't tell the dog to turn on the light on Yantif. If he does it on his own, he does it on his own. It's not a problem of Shvisas Behema, but to be Mechamer, to get him to do Malacha for me, that I'm not allowed to. So he has a split, but most poskim seem to put the two together. According to this opinion, the Mechamer goes very poshut. It's an Issa Daraisa of Shvisas Behema, or Mechamer, or both. Look at the Shar HaTzion Ois Chaf Beis. V'chei Mashal Mehagra B'Bi'uro. That the Mechaber here is going the Shitaso in the Beis Yosef. He holds there is an Isser of Shvisas Behema on Yontif. Aval Kasha. But now the Shar HaTzion has a Kasha. From a different simon that we did actually this week. The Imkein Lama Hishmin HaMechaber V'Simen Tov Kuf Chaf Beis. If you look at Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Beis. the very end of Tov Kuf Chav Beis. The Mechaber says, Ein manhigin behema b'makel. When you're taking out the behema on Yontav, you can't take him out with a stick. Why can't you take him out with a stick? The Gemara tells us, and the Mishnah Berurah explains to us, because it looks like you're taking the animal to be sold. Okay, now, when the Tur brings down this halacha, he brings down two things. He brings down Ein manhigin behema b'makel, and Ein, you don't take out the parah b'ritzua sheben karneha. He brings down that halacha. Don't bring down the parah b'ritzua sheben karneha. But the Mechaber skipped that and only brought down this halacha. So says the Sharatzion back in Tov Tzadi, hey, ois chabez of a kosher. La imkein la mehishmet ha-mechaber b'simit tov kuf chabez ein ha-parah Rashai losses beyond the retur shebein kaneha muska sham betur. The tour wrote two halachas, one after the other, together mamish. And the mechaber left that one out, and he only brought down the one with the stick that it looks like you're taking him to the marketplace to be sold. Why doesn't he tell us that the cow can't go out with retur shebein kaneha? Did dinzem istaber the tolem yesh shvisas hema biyantif? Vayin sham beis Yosef v'tzarech ian. So this is one of the kashas on if the mechaber, if this was so poshut that we're dealing with an issa d'oraisa of shvisas behema biyantiv, like the Gra wants to say, why did the mechaber skip the ikra halacha of not taking out the parah b'ritzua shebein karneha, which the Torah brings down at the end of Tov Kuf Chav Beis, and that's where the mechaber should bring it down, doesn't bring it down at all. That's one kasha. Okay, now, the second reason that perhaps the Mechaber does not mean to say that it's an Issa D'oraisa is because the Mechaber is quoting the Rambam, but he's only quoting half of the Rambam. In the Beis Yosef, he brings on the entire Rambam. The Rambam says like this, Ein motzin masa al gabe behema. Okay? Ein motzin masa al gabe behema biyantif. Okay, that's a quote from the Rambam. But the Rambam continues, Shelo yase kiderech shu osa b'chol. You shouldn't take him out in the way that you normally take him out. Now, if the Rambam held that this was an Isser of Shvisas Behema, then don't tell me it's Uvda D'chol. Uvda D'chol is a low-grade, hard-to-understand Isser D'Rabbanan. If this is an Isser D'Raisa of Shvisas Behema or Mechamer, so don't tell me it's Uvda D'chol. So, the Rambam does not hold. I'm not holding exactly what the Rambam holds. It doesn't seem like the Rambam holds from Shvisas Behema Biyantif. But since the Mechaber is quoting the Rambam, and the Rambam explicitly says, Shelo yaseh kedech shel osa b'chol, then it doesn't sound like the reason you're not allowed to take the animal out is because of Shvisas Behema. It doesn't sound like it's a d'oraisidik reason. It sounds like it's an uvda d'chodik reason, like the hemshech of the Rambam. I guess one could say, well, why did the Mechaber skip the second half of the Rambam? Maybe he wants to tell us, I don't know, it's just a little bit, whatever. It's a little bit strange. And that's another thing that makes it look like the Mechaber perhaps does not hold from Shvisas Behema on Yontif. Look at the beginning now of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudalit, Emotzi and Masa. Lefi Das Hagola El, according to the Ramon, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Mem Vav Gimel, the Ein Adam Mitzuvah Shvisas Behemto, that there is no Issa Shvisas Behemah Yontif. Tzarich Lomar Da'acha Einu El Issa Derabana Be'alma. This is not an Issa D'oraisa, it's an Issa Derabana Be'alma, low grade Issa Derabana. Shelo Yase Kedech Shu'osa Bacholim Behemto. Vafilu Tzarich Yontif. Vafilu Bishus Echa Mimakom Lomakom Nami Yaser. And even if it is not going out into Rishus Rabim, it's Uvda D'chol, perhaps. Well, if he's a Lashon Emotzi and Lav Dafka, if you want to say, you want to take it out of self, that you can't even within his own Chatzeri, can't take him out, so then the word Emotzi and take him out, is Lav Dafka, because even within the Chatzer, there's going to be a problem. Now, the Magen Avraham wants to say, which you pointed out from the Be'er Heitev, the Magen Avraham wants to say, really, there is a problem of Shvisas Behema on Yontif. But carrying on Yontif is mutter. The Jews are allowed to carry on Yontif. So if the Jews are allowed to carry Yontif, the behemoth should also be allowed to carry on Yontif. Where did you see that? You saw that in the Be'er Heitev Sifkatan Hay. Ain't the first Shishis Behemto, Shri Adam Atmo Mutu Lahoti Beyontif. Elatam, Shalom Yaseh Kedach Shu Ose Bechol. V'ayin Simin Reish Mevav Gimel Yetzos Shu Zvein Beyontif. Okay, I actually didn't see that. That is the Magen Avram. So Yolzer Ishis is Behema, but this is an exception. This is carrying in the Rishos HaRabim, and therefore carrying Rishos HaRabim is going to be Mutter. Now, the Gra holds, wait a second. You're allowed to carry Rishos HaRabim for Ochel Nefesh. And if it's not Ochel Nefesh, if it's a Tzarech Hayom Ksat, we said, then you have a Mitoch, Shehuchu L'Tzarech, Shehuchu Nami Shelo L'Tzarech. Says the Gra, that's not relevant to a Behema. Behema doesn't have this Ochel Nefesh, Mitoch Shehuchu. Those are rules that apply to Jews, not apply to animals. So the Bira Gra comes out very stark against the Magen Avraham. And Sharatzion brings down that Bira Gra. Look at the Sharatzion here, Ois Chaf Aleph. Siman Tov Tzadi Hey, Ois Chaf Aleph. V'yaf agav digam odom atzom mutu hoti biyantiv kishi yesh bo tzorech ksas. Even though the Jews are allowed to carry in Rishas Rabban Yantif if there's a tzorech ksas, a little bit of a need. V'achol gam ki bevad the yesh bo tzorech ksas. So we assume the load the animals carrying on Yantif has some sort of Yantif dika purpose. Ho, so matam shim darmin mitok shuter oto the tzorech. Ubehema lo shayez. That's because we're all mitoich. But by behema, that's not shayach. And that's what the Gra says. So Sharatzion comes out with the Gra against the Magen Avraham. The Aruch HaShulchan likes the Magen Avraham. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman finds it very troubling. How could the halacha be more strict on the animal than on the Jew? It's worse for the animal. We're doing the same act, and it's worse for the animal to do it than for me to do it. It's like a very strange thing. Now, I don't know if Rosh Hashanah Zalman was coming out lamaisa, you know, lakula. I mean, it's not really necessarily a kula, because anyway, it's also mishum of the dechol. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman found it troubling that the halacha will be more chomer for the behema than for the Jew himself. Okay, so this is the very, very, very labadika sugya of Shishas Behema on Yontif. Okay, we have the Rama again who's Mako, we have the Marshal who's Machmir, the Magen Avraham who's Machmir, but says this is an exception because it's Hotzah, and if a Jew could do it, then the Behema could do it. The Groz Machmir, the Mishabura brings down both sides. No, the Mishabura comes out L'chumra. I'm sorry. Reish Mevav Gimel, the Mishabura comes out L'chumra. Then there's a separate Shiloh. What is Shitas HaMachaber? Shitas HaMachaber here in Sif Gimel. You could understand, like the Gra, that this is Shvisas Behema, which the Beis Yosef basically paskins that way anyway. So it would make sense that he's following what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. So that's how the Gro wants to understand this halacha. Emotzi Masalim Beyantif, because of Anissa Daraisa of Machamer or Shvisas Behemto. And others want to say, no, the Rambam says it's Uvda Dechol, and that's the case over here, Uvda Dechol. And then you have the Magen Avraham who wants to say, really, there is a problem, Shisas Behema, but here's an exception, because you're carrying, and carrying is Mutter for the Jews to do on Yontif, and therefore it should be Mutter for the Behema to do as well. So that is basically Tav Tzadi Hei Gimel.